This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Hey, all you pet stylists, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and star of the show from Tucson, Arizona, and groomblog.blogspot.com, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers, and hi, Susie. How you doing?
I'm good, Barbara. Hi, groomers, and welcome to This Week on the Groom Pod. It's episode 23. And we're going to talk about what's new, as we do every week. We're going to read the Groom Expo results from the contest. We are going to talk a little bit about grooming software. We'll have a definition du jour and an interview with Linda Easton. And I want to invite you guys to be part of the show by coming to our discussion group on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/group/thegroompod. You can find us on Stitcher and on iTunes. And please rate and review us on there. And also the website is www.thegroompod.com. And be sure to check out all of the other great shows on our WDPN network.
What's new this week? Brought to you by Barbara's Shopping Site. Shop for specialty grooming items at www.shop.beaver.biz. Shop with a groomer. It's good karma.
What's new this week, Barbara?
Oh, it's been a pretty easy week. I had kind of an awkward moment, though, yesterday when I have a good customer, been very regularly with a Labradoodle named Georgie, and Georgie has been very ill over the last 6 months, and she's had to miss several grooming appointments because she's had horrible skin issues, but also what almost might appear to be like chronic depression, and gotten several staph infections. She's uncomfortable. They've tried everything. They went to the holistic veterinarian, and apparently that didn't bring them any results. And I suggested they go to dermatologists, but they're starting to feel the exasperation of multiple vet bills. And so Georgie came in for grooming yesterday, and I did a really lovely wet clip on her. She was a mess. She was just a mess. And I was able to do a really nice wet clip on her and finish her with some hair left on, so she didn't look shaved horribly. And but the owner just stood there with a pleading look on her face, asking me for what she called words of wisdom. And what she wanted wasn't my medical opinion. And yeah. I had to artfully dodge that and just commiserate with her about how, you know, I did mention that I thought there was possibly an autoimmune disorder underlying all of this, and she just freaked out. I mean, her eyes just went wide, and she just gulped and gasped, and oh no. And so that kind of cut down off that line of conversation, and yet she wanted me to recommend something, you know, and she just, it's like she wouldn't take the leash. Yvonne was standing there trying to give her the leash to her dog so she would leave, and she would just like wouldn't take the leash. She just kept turning to me and giving me this look, and it was very awkward. It was uncomfortable. And you know, the problem with having clients that worship you and think you are the brightest star on the planet is that then you can't answer their question. I had to just tell her, you know, I'm not qualified. This beats me.
It sounds like she was asking for your permission to give up.
I think so, exactly, Susie. I felt, because her mother, who's also my client, said that she had mentioned maybe she was going to have to put the dog down. And I think she was asking me, you know, she said it's just unbearable to watch her suffer. And of course it is, you know.
Yeah. Yep, it's difficult. Aging is difficult. Aging, watching our aging pets is really hard.
But this isn't even an old dog. You know, this is just a 4 or 5 year old. Otherwise, she was up till now, she was like totally healthy. Yeah, something is taking this dog down, and it's very sad.
Yep. Oh, bummer.
So,
way to bring the room down.
Yeah, right. So there you go. That was a bummer. Way to bring the room down. Sorry.
Okay. Well, let's bring it back up. I got my glasses, as you can see.
Oh, they looking good. Looking good.
And I can definitely tell the difference in my
grooming. And you can see.
The first thing I noticed was when I sat in the car, I could read the mileage to write it in my book. And that was pretty exciting.
You know, we don't realize when our vision is fading, because it's such a slow process that we just don't realize it until we get glasses or we have the cataract surgery or something turns it around, and then you say, oh my God, how was I functioning?
They're just perfect for grooming because the reading portion on the bottom is exactly where you look when you're trimming nails. And I didn't have any problem with them at all, and I'm so happy. And I probably did one of the best Shih Tzu heads on one of these Kalicky Shih Tzus that I've had problems with since he was a puppy. Oh, yeah. I gave him back, and I looked at him, and I went, there we go.
All right now.
Yeah, it hasn't made that much difference overall in my regular grooming, but when I really have a frustrating point, now I can figure out where that problem is, where the balance point is or isn't, mm-hmm. and fix it. So I was elated. There's no other word to describe it.
Yeah, elated. I'm happy for you.
So I got my Groomer to Groomer magazine.
And all right.
Finally.
Get the results
finally,
there?
Yes, finally. So I was so excited. So let's do a little reading here. I'm just going to announce these names because I think it's important that we recognize them.
Acknowledge them. Right.
Absolutely.
So here are our winners.
So in the freestyle competition, first place in entry level was Guy Gillian or Gian. Please excuse my bad pronunciation on some of these names in advance, but I'm going to do my best. First place intermediate is Randy Starr. And first place open was Mackenzie Murphy. All right, in all other breeds, first place entry. Now, this is a tough one. Hamai Choi. Yeah. Sorry, Hamai. Julia Scalar and Kumi Takachintaki. For the sporting breeds, first place entry level, Tasha Smith. First place open was Victor Rosado. For wire-coated terriers, we've got first place entry level, Holly Levinson. First place intermediate, Sheila Radcliffe. And first place open, Jared Lane. For the poodles, first place entry is Deanna Bradley. First place intermediate, Devin Fitzgerald. And first place open is Jackie Bolton. Rescue roundup, third place was Angela Cerna. Second place was Lisa Leedy. And first place was Julie Schuyler. And for creative, we've got third place, Kat Opson with her Scooby-Doo design. We've got Angela at Compy in second place for her Grease Lightning design. And first place was Sandy Hartness with a carousel horse. And best in show was Jackie Bolton with this beautiful poodle that also won the poodle class. So there you go. Congratulations to all the winners this week.
Did you see that picture on Facebook of Jackie Bolton scissoring that poodle?
Yes.
It's just like, it makes you want to weep. It's so good.
Yeah.
makes you want to weep. She it's is really just, it's so good to have her back around.
Yeah. Just talent just oozes from her.
Congratulations, everybody.
Excellent. All right. Let's head over to our first appointment, which is about grooming software.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
So I put it on Facebook to get opinions on grooming software, but I didn't get a lot of responses. So I take it that you guys either don't love and or don't hate your software enough to really be passionate about talking about it. And I can understand why, because when I started to dig into the subject, I found out that there are not just a couple software options out there, but there is oodles of software options out there. It made for an interesting evening of research last night. So I'm just going to read you a handful of these names. So we have 123 Pet, Pet Links, GroomSoft, Groom Pro, Groom Schedule, Groomer's Right Hand, Kennel Suite, Kennel Connection, Kennel Link, Paw Loyalty, Paw Exec, Revelation Pets, Store Vantage, and M Groomer. And that is just a very tiny portion of all of the available software out there. That software primarily has grooming options or scheduling options in it. What is your software of choice?
I'm using a Store Vantage cloud-based. So when it's cloud-based, is it really software?
They still call it software.
Yeah. What I like about Store Vantage is that it's cloud-based, so I can access my customer base and information from any computer or my iPad anywhere. So that's really handy, especially since I'm only in my shop physically 3 days a week, and I get sometimes email or text requests for appointments or to change appointments, and I no longer have to run to the shop to get the book or carry the book back and forth with me or carry the card file back and forth. I still use a paper book just because I need to see it all laid out for the month. But all of my phone numbers and informations about grooms and all of that and the dogs is on the Store Vantage, and I can pull that up anytime. And the other thing that I like about that is that I can attach pictures of the dog, and they can get a picture of their dog with their reminder system. The automatic reminder system is what the customers like the most about it. But what I found out is that the problem with reminder systems is that if you fail on your end and they don't get a reminder, they're not going to take responsibility for their appointment often. They get reliant and dependent on your notifications, and then they'll just say, well, I didn't get a notice. Entering the information on the computer is another job. It's another J-O-B. And sometimes I get burned out and I don't do it, or, you know, I have some kind of technical problem, like my iPad at work goes offline. Yesterday, I was sitting down, I had some time, and I was actually entering appointments, and I got about six done, and bam, the iPad went offline. Ugh. And I have some people that are every 2 weeks, and that's a lot of entries.
Yeah, that sure is.
So that's the upside and the downside, but basically, I really enjoy the Store Vantage, and I would recommend it.
Well, you bring up an important point about the two different platforms that are available, the web or cloud-based platform or the downloadable platform. And some of the advantages to the web-based platform is that you have the ability to get to it from any phone at all, and that it's always backed up for you off-site. So if your computer crashes, you haven't lost all of your stuff. Back when we first started with the scheduling on computers, I had to get the very first PDA. So I had a little PDA and I put my whole schedule in there, and I'm scheduled out 6 months, you know, sometimes a whole year in advance. So I had everything entered, and it was like, I think it was the week before Thanksgiving, and my PDA crashed.
Oh,
and I lost everything. And I just went and had to go through my card catalog and call every single client. Now, because so much of my stuff repeats, I knew what was coming up, which was helpful, but I didn't know the little extra add-ins that I had stuck in places, and it was the holidays. And then I got everything redone, rebooted. I bought new software. I wiped my PDA. I re-entered it, and I lost everything on January 12th again. And it was at that point that I decided to go to a web-based system.
And, I guess.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
I bought my first smartphone, and I discovered mGroomer, which is the software that I use. And with the reminders, it will automatically generate a reminder, you know, and most of my reoccurring appointments are just set as reoccurring appointments. I don't have to enter them every week. I enter them once and I set them on reoccurring, and then they book out for as long as I want them to. So I don't have to think about that. But there are different options for reminders. And somehow when I started to use the automatic reminder system on mGroomer, I had checked text reminder and I had also checked email reminder. And then I was calling people. So they were getting three reminders for their appointment. So I stopped using the automatic reminders and I just do the text message or phone call the night before, because it's easier for me to reschedule if somebody needs to move. So that was kind of funny. But the web-based programs usually have a monthly fee that you pay, or, you know, so there are some free programs out there. I don't know. Do you pay a fee?
Well, actually, I don't.
Okay.
But that's because I'm a VIP. You know, I've written them up.
Well, that's nice.
So it's just there's a real tangible rewards to being B-Bird.
Indeed.
Love them. I love my rewards.
So with the downloaded type of software, there's generally a one-time fee. I can say this after looking at, well, basically all of the names I read off to you earlier in the episode, those one-time fees for the software can be sizable, sizable fees. They also include additional fees for additional computers or additional groomers or additional schedulers. So they have ways on that downloadable software where they tack on a bunch of fees in the front end. Now, if you use that for 20 years, that's not such a big deal, but coming up with that money off the bat can be expensive. So some of the software programs have both a downloadable version as well as a cloud version. So you want to look at all those things. The other thing with the downloadable version is the internet is not necessarily needed. So if you don't pay for internet at your shop, then you get one of these downloadable versions like 123 Pet or Kennel Link, and you don't have to worry about whether you're hooked up to the internet. But the downfall is you can't go home and schedule an appointment from your house on your cell phone. I love that option. And being mobile, that's one of the most important things for me. Some of the things that you can get out of your software.
That's my bell. Must be Sunday.
Yes. Some of the features that you can get with your software include appointment and calendar management. And by that, I mean, you can do all your scheduling, and some of the reminder systems will send out reminders. If you haven't seen somebody in a long time, it will let you know that they haven't shown up. Of course, you've got to be able to use all of these features, and that takes time to learn any new system. So that's one of the things that you have to take into consideration. A lot of people jump into something like 123 Pet and didn't realize it's quite so complicated. Some of these are very intricate, complicated systems that are built for boarding, daycare, grooming, dog walkers, pet sitters. I mean, they really have a lot of options in there.
Yeah, I'll say that with Store Advantage, one of the big advantages was that they walked me through and helped me set up the parameters of my system, because it can be daunting. Defining your services and defining this and defining that, and all of that has to be done before you can use a system. It's good to look at what kind of support is offered in your setup.
Support is very, very important. And all of these guys have a free trial. I mean, most of them have a free trial. And I advise that when you're using that free trial, that you do try to give support a call and see how well they answer you, or read up on all the reviews you can possibly find when you're researching this software, because they are all very different in their interface. I will say this, Groomer's right hand, right, that's W-R-I-T-E, Groomer's right hand seems to be easy to simplify. So if you're not looking for really complicated software and you want to shut off some of those other options, Groomer's right hand seems to have a way to do that that is easier than some of the other softwares. So I did find that. So it will also manage your customer accounts. meaning you put in your information, and if you need to, it'll send you out labels or addresses on envelopes, or it will do just general tracking for your customer accounts. It'll do email or text confirmations. They do birthday tracking. So if you want to send out a birthday card, a 10% off birthday groom or something like that. So you can certainly use your grooming software to do some of that. You also mentioned an important one, and that is photo management. Photo management is really great if you want to have consistent grooming. Now, we've all got clients that want the dog to look the same every time. And then we have clients who bring in a list of things they want different, although sometimes it's not that different each time. By taking a picture of the dog occasionally and posting it on their account, you can actually go back and reference your own grooming and see what you did last time, or see what you did a year ago, or see what you did 5 years ago. And that's kind of helpful. Plus, like you said, you can share those pictures through social media, and that is fun as well. They will also manage your sales and receipts, including your credit card processing on some of these. Do you do credit cards?
I do credit cards, but I do the Square, and the Square manages my credit cards. The StoreVantage has a lot of those features that you've been mentioning. And by the way, on the charge, it is a fairly reasonable monthly charge through StoreVantage. The more elements you add on, like email reminders, text reminders, the more costly it becomes. But I think it's just in the neighborhood of $35, $45 a month, which, you know, that's one missed appointment.
Yep, very true. I found that the web-based ones vary from $19.99 to about $50 or $60. And they do some of them, their scale changes as far as how many client files you have, or how many options you add in, or how complicated you want your setup to be. So,
Another thing that I like about the StoreVantage, this just occurred to me, Susie, is that I can look my clients up by just the pet name.
That's nice.
And that's so nice because, you know, sometimes you forget that last name. If you haven't in your mind linked Richmond with Charlie Brown, you're not going to remember that Charlie Brown's last name is Richmond, and you think he's coming up on an appointment. And all I have to do is, in the little window, put in the pet's name, and then all of my accounts that have a pet named Frosty will come up, you know?
M Groomer does that. M Groomer lets you search by client name, first or last, and also by pet name. Yeah. Really handy stuff. Most of these guys do have some great searches available with built into their software. So they also will give you reports. So you can create reports of your financials. You can create reports of what you've sold. They can manage retail. They can manage boarding. They can manage daycare. So they do have quite the depth of services that they have the ability to maintain and manage. They also can maintain a veterinary list for your clients. So if you have, if your client uses a particular vet, they can store that in the account, but they can also keep a name and phone number of vets that are near you, or that kind of thing. And if you're in a big shop, a lot of these software programs can manage your payroll and your commissions, and also will integrate with QuickBooks. So does StoreVantage do any of that commission and payroll stuff?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why would you?
I don't know. Not needing that. I don't know. And not wanting anybody to be able to look in my business. I don't know if I would use it unless I had a really big operation. I don't think StoreVantage does that. It will keep track of your sales. I mean, your gross amount.
Yep.
Because you put in, for each customer, you put in what their normal price is. And of course, on any given appointment, you can add on if there was a $5 dematting charge or something like that. You can keep track of all of that, and it will tell you your gross. And it also rates your customers, you know, depending on how much they're worth to your overall customer base. It's got a lot of interesting options in that way.
That's pretty cool. I didn't find any of that. That's neat. What I do personally is I use M Groomer, basically written for mobile grooming. So it has routing abilities built in.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of the other software does too. So if you have mobile groomers that you manage through your shop, or if you are a mobile groomer, there are options out there that you can use to do your mobile scheduling that do all of this other stuff as well, that have the cloud-based platform. So when given all of these options, and believe me, there are a lot of options, how do you pick which option to go to?
Good question.
So the first thing I would do is go to YouTube and YouTube the names of these software programs and see what people say. People do YouTube reviews, and they also do demos as far as how to set up and how to use it. So start there. Go to YouTube, watch some demos. Go to the internet and ask your grooming friends and Facebook friends and everybody you know who uses grooming software what their opinion is. Now, I did that and I didn't get a lot of responses, but I did get enough responses so I could dig around and start my search. So that's another good thing. Read every possible review you can find about the software. Whether it's a software, whether it's a review on that software's website, or it's a review on one of the consolidated review sites, which I did find a site that specifically reviewed pet grooming software.
Oh, so that, great.
Yeah, that was really neat. And I found out
What's
a lot
that
of things.
Site? Do you know that site? Do you know the link to that?
Let me
you
see.
You could put it on the discussion group, maybe.
I'll put it up on the discussion group because it'll take a minute to dig through here. But I found it very helpful. Not all of the software was reviewed, but all the software was listed. I mean, lots of software was listed. And the big companies were reviewed. And there were detailed reviews. People really were pretty good about writing them up. And the last thing I'd like to mention is use those free trials. Like I said earlier, almost every single every single one of these software companies will give you a 30-day, 60-day free trial. It's a hassle because you have to download all of the software to use the free trial. And what they usually do is limit the amount of clients you can put in. Like they'll give you 5 clients that you can use to schedule, to build, to check out all of the different nooks and crannies that the software offers. And then if you want it, then you pay them and then they send you a code and it opens up all of the software. So if you check too many of these softwares, you're going to have a bunch of software downloaded on your computer. So remember, if you use one and you don't like it, go in and remove it and then restart your computer so you're not loading up with software deep in your system that you don't know is going on there. You don't realize the bits and pieces they're leaving behind. And like I said earlier, test out that customer support. Give them a phone call, give them an email, give them a chat, give them a text, whatever they offer, see how quickly they respond to you and look for that in their reviews as well. Because if you don't get customer service and you're not very tech savvy, and a lot of us aren't, then that software is going to be basically wasted money. So check that. Yeah, I think that covers the software. Anything you'd like to add on that?
No, I think you did a good overall look at it, Susie. Thank you.
Yeah, it's basic. It's just, you know, just barely skimming the top of the ocean, if you will, of software. And you know who else sells software? Amazon sells software.
Yes. Barclay used to have a program. I know they had a Mac program that I almost bought, but I haven't seen it in a long time. Now, I think they dropped.
What I would say is, go to a company that writes software that has adapted it for dog grooming, as opposed to a company that does dog grooming and wrote a software program.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just words of wisdom on that one. So you can go to Amazon and do some software searching there. I'm not sure what'll pop up, but you never know. You might find some of that grooming software. And if you'd like to support the show, you can scroll down to the very bottom of our webpage and click through the Amazon banner, and it will take you to the Amazon website. And it probably takes you into the pet supplies part, but you can do any shopping from there. Just go up and do your regular shopping. And if you do that, the Groom Pod gets a little bit of support to go towards our production costs. And I was looking at our storage, and it looks like we're about halfway full, which means that in another 20 episodes. I'm going to have to buy more storage for the podcast.
Oh, no.
I know it. And, you know, I want to keep those old episodes up. So yeah. A way you guys can help me keep those old episodes up instead of having to delete them and then in addition to buy more bandwidth storage, you guys can click on the Amazon banner and we get a little bit of that. And that would really help us out.
Oh, I want to tell you, I'm our biggest supporter. I think I get an Amazon package almost every day. Susie, I've gone crazy.
Too.
I have gone crazy.
I love Amazon. I just, it's so handy and just great. And all the reviews are right there. So yeah, check out some of that grooming software. See who's selling it through Amazon. Use our website and help support the Groom Pod.
The definition du jour.
Let's move on to the definition du jour.
Oh boy, our definition today is co-washing is no poo coming to you.
And yeah, huh?
Yeah, huh? Do you have any clue? What do you think that might be?
I purposely did not look it up so that I could learn it straight from you.
Co-washing stands, C-O washing stands for conditioner only washing. So that means washing, cleaning your hair, or in this case, pet's hair, without the use of cleansing detergents or surfactants.
No poo.
And isn't no poo such an offensive term? I mean,
it is.
It's like it's too close to poo-poo.
Yes.
You know, it's just making shampoo sound like toxic soup.
Yep.
Which is what some of the marketers would like to have you, they would like to have you think that.
You know, if it really was toxic soup, we would have figured that out a long time ago because people have been using shampoo for quite a while now.
Oh, thank you for that, Susie. That, my point exactly. We have taken good care of a lot of pets with regular pet shampoos. And I think what you need to know is that the ingredients in pet shampoos that are most likely to cause problems, post-grooming problems, are fragrances, colorants, and some of the preservatives. Those are the things that irritate our dogs are allergic to. All the additives can cause allergic reactions. It's not really the harsh cleansing detergents that cause problems that end up at the vet. But apparently, as per on the Holistic Dog Grooming Facebook page this week, a groomer said that a customer was informed by their mutual vet that all pet shampoos are harmful to pets, and that she should request that her dog be bathed with conditioner only.
That's crazy.
Now that is crazy, and on many levels. First of all, there's absolutely no science or no facts to back up the claim that all shampoos are harmful. There may be some poorly formulated shampoos, some cheap crap out there that is more likely to irritate a sensitive dog's skin. And for any shampoo, there's always some pet out there somewhere that's going to have a reaction. And that goes for conditioners too. The biggest reason that people, humans, are having problems with hair breaking and shampoos being harmful is that we've become a culture where daily shampooing is a protocol.
Yeah, not in this house.
You know, not in my house either. You know, I grew up in the 40s and 50s. And I remember washing my hair once a month. Even now, I wash my hair once a week, and I've got some of the healthiest old lady hair you can find. You're welcome to come to Super Zoo and check out my hair, folks. It's really not too bad for my age. But the more you wash, And really, the more you rub and scrub a head of hair or a dog coat, and it's often the massaging and rubbing of the shampooing that causes the breakage of the hair, not really the cleansing ingredients in the hair. But
another reason to
true.
Have a bathing beauty.
Another reason to have a bathing beauty, absolutely. But let's talk about cleansing conditioners, because will any conditioner clean hair? You know, that's a good question. And I would say, well, yes and no. It's true that most conditioners have some clean ability.
And right, often, I remember yeah, when we were taking the chemistry class that you said that there are surfactants in the conditioners sometimes.
There's surfactants in conditioners, and there's emulsifiers in conditioners that roll up oils, and sebum is an oil. And so some conditioners, you know, and I first noticed this many, many years ago when I conditioned a dog after a bath before I had the bathing beauty, and voila, more dirty water rinsed out.
Yeah, okay.
And so I said, well, wait a minute. This conditioner is doing some cleaning, and that's true. But not all conditioners will clean equally. They need to have certain ingredients in there. Some of the ingredients, I can name them, but I'm going to write this up, and you probably would rather read it. But one of the key ones is behentrimodium methyl sulfate. BTMS, behentrimonium methyl sulfate. There's the T, trimonium methyl sulfate. And it's an emulsifier. It's a part of many conditioner bases in human conditioners, but we don't find it too much in pet conditioners. But I've looked at several cleansing conditioner human products that are out on the market, and they do seem to have kind of extra portions of emulsifiers in them, and a lot of them also have glycerin, which I learned many years ago has the ability to sort of clean out hair follicles. These cleansing conditioners are going to do some cleaning, but are they going to clean a really dirty dog?
I don't think that I'd be happy if I paid a groomer to clean my dog and it just was done with conditioner. I don't see how that would really do the job.
Well, I don't see how it's going to really do the job either. And not only that, but conditioners all have ingredients that can build up. And so you're more likely, if you're never using a sulfate shampoo or a cleansing shampoo, you're more likely over a period of time to have some buildup from the quats and the cationic conditioning ingredients that adhere to the hair, and those are the kinds of things that will build up and not necessarily wash out with the next conditioning cleaner that you try to do. So I don't see this as a fad that's really going to work in dog grooming, but I think it's something that we need to keep our eyes open for. And certainly if veterinarians are starting to themselves buy into the misinformation about shampoos and co-washing and buy into the whole fad of it, we're going to be hearing more about this. And it doesn't mean that you can't try it. When shampoo is very expensive, and here's the deal, you have to use more conditioner to clean than you would shampoo to clean. And if you read the WEN instructions, they even recommend that you always do a two-wash shampoo. That's on clean human hair. Imagine what it's going to take product-wise and number of time-wise to get a dirty dog clean using conditioner.
Well, what I can say about that is the vets, they don't have a lot of time to deal with shampoo, so hopefully this fad will just fade away.
Yeah, hopefully it'll just wash all over them, and we won't see too much of this pressure. But I wouldn't be surprised if we don't find some kind of a product popping up, because our industry follows the human hair, and it's a big trend.
It sure does.
I mean, and we've certainly seen sulfate-free start showing up in pet products, and so this is just one step. Yeah, argan oil and no poo is a big trend in human hair care. It's certainly going to come to us.
Well, I vote for poo.
Me too.
Okay. Well, you know what isn't poo is the other shows on our podcast network, the WDPN network. And if you have any interest in pop culture or Disney references or theme parks, go over to the WDPN and give some of the other shows a listen. And then we're going to be back with our At the Table segment, which is an interview with Linda Easton of IPG.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Hey, everyone. It's your good pal, Kev, from the White Dragon Podcast Network, shamelessly interrupting your enjoyment of this tremendous WDPN podcast you're listening to basically shill to you. Bear with me here, folks. This will be brief. I know what you're all thinking. You're loving the tremendous audio spectacle currently delighting your auditory senses, and you're lamenting the fact that the stars of the WDPN are only around for you 1 hour per week, right? Well, you're wrong. We've got a whole slew of shows that will delight, entertain, and captivate you all week long. And the best part is that we've got something for everyone. Are you looking for something your whole family can enjoy? Well, look no further than Two Men and the Mouse, the flagship show of WDPN focusing on the magic and wonder of Walt Disney World. Pete Mandel and myself share our love of the most magical place on Earth as we count down the latest and greatest news of the week before diving deep into a featured topic. Maybe you're a fan of geek TV and movies. You love the worlds established in shows such as Arrow, Gotham, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Doctor Who, and so many more. Well, for you, we've got the Geek Watchtower. I'm joined each week by a special guest host as we review the latest installments of our favorite geek-centric media. Sometimes, though, the universe of geek pop culture can be a little too all-consuming and you need to go broad. That's why we've got Bat Squad Radio, hosted by the YouTube comedy trio known as the New Jersey Bat Squad. You'll hear me as Kev L, along with Bat Dave and Spider Denny, detailing the goings-on throughout all of geekdom. Perhaps you're more of a sports entertainment fan. Well, WDPN's got that covered as well. Step inside the world of professional wrestling with Ring Ropes Radio, the all-new pro wrestling podcast of WDPN. Kevin Clark and I present to you all the viewpoints of two 10-plus years veterans of the wrestling business and supplement that with special interviews with the stars of wrestling's past, present, and future. Want more information on where you can find this plethora of internet audio entertainment? Well, head over to Facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and give us a like for all the latest news and new shows and episodes. Okay, I'm all done. I told you it would be quick. Well, this wasn't exactly quick, but whatever. Back to the show. Enjoy it, and thank you for listening to the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Let's see what's happening at the grooming table.
Okay, well, once again, Barbara, you will have to wait. You will have to hear it next week when I put it out there. It's not edited yet.
But oh, I'm anxious. I love Linda. I can't wait to hear you.
I know it. And Linda is the president of IPG, which is the International Professional Groomers Trade Organization. And I'm a member of IPG. Are you?
I am.
Yeah. IPG is an international association created to educate, certify, and accredit professional pet groomers. Linda took over IPG a few years ago. And in this interview, we talk a little bit about the new Salon Detail Certification Program, telephone interview, because I did this one with the laptop. So it should be a little bit easier to hear. But here we go. Here comes the interview with Linda Easton. Hi, groomers. I'm hesitant even to air this interview because I thought Dave's background noise was bad, but Linda's is even worse. I'm going to air it anyway, and you can find Linda at ipg.inc. So again, please forgive the bad audio, and here's Linda Easton from IPG.
Hi, groomers. We're here with Linda Easton, president of IPG. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you having a good show?
We are. We're having a really fun show.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about your childhood to start out with.
Your childhood?
Yeah, where were you
born? I had one. Military brat. Grew up all over the country.
Okay, cool. Did you end up in Oregon?
My former husband's parents lived in Oregon, so that's where we decided we would retire to.
Cool. How much school did you get?
I went through 8 years of college and have a degree in biology and arts.
So when did you get into grooming?
When I was 18, I got called in because they needed a groomer. Their groomer had just given notice. So I had 2 weeks of training.
So you jumped in into that big shop, little shop?
It was a little. It was part attached to a kennel, so it was small.
And did you do any showing?
I got into show dogs at that same kennel and started showing dogs, and I became a professional.
and did you know right off the bat that you wanted to stick it out?
Yeah, pretty much. I started with dogs and just kept doing it.
Okay, so when did the horses come out?
Well, I've always done horses as well, and I did horses at the same time, and then when I started having children, I got out of the horses and then got back into a second child.
When you were moving around, did you do 4-H?
I started in 4-H as a teenager, and then when my kids were old enough, I got back into it.
Cool. Okay, so how did you get interested in teaching?
I am a third-generation teacher. My mother was a teacher. My grandmother was a teacher. Her father was a professor at Stanford, so it's just kind of genuine.
What do you like?
I love helping groom. I want every groomer to be awesome.
I'm right there with you. That's why I'm doing the podcast. Okay, so now tell me how you fell into IPG.
My dream was to get certified, so I got certified at the same time that I was competing. And at the time, Judy Kerpeel was the head of IPG, and she brought me in as a certifier. And then when she couldn't do it any longer, she asked me to take it away.
So now here you are as the president. Big things are happening at IPG right now. I noticed that. So tell me about some of the new stuff going on.
Absolutely. Last year, we launched our new program for certified professional groomers. And our big push is safety. That's a kind of a problem in the industry right now. Everything that comes up is because dogs get hurt. And my dream is that no dog will ever get hurt in the salon again. And my second dream is that every dog is successful. So that's what this program is to help. It's a program on health, safety, sanitation, and then having the groomers do a safe groom and an efficient groom. And then we also give them tools to increase their business.
How does that pair in with the regular certification?
It's the first step. So they do this step. They get certified as a certified professional groomer, standalone. They can use the initial CPG after their name. And then if they want to do more, they can. If that's all they want to do, that's fine. If they want to do more and with their masters, they have a certificate and a title as they work their way up through masters.
How about somebody like me who masters before you got the new stuff going and I back and start again? What happens there?
Many, many, many of our masters are upgrading to the certified professional groomer. This is the piece that we're trying to get out to the public so that they will learn to ask for groomers that are certified. This lets them know that their groomers have been trained in safety and sanitation. And
about how long does that part take?
It's quick. It comes with 2 study guides, 2 written tests, 2. The practical is just doing a kennel clip, which is a fairly easy clip for most of it. So we're evaluating it based on safety. We want a nice, safe room, safe use of equipment, and then a nice, pleasing room. And they can do it with a video. I don't have to go watch it. They can do it in the comfort of their own salon.
That's revolutionary. I like the sound of that. So what's the cost of that?
That whole Track 1 package, which includes IPG membership and both study guides, both tests, both certifications, is $297.
So I'm a big proponent of grooming associations. So tell me some of the benefits of being a part of IPG.
Well, there have been lots of changes in that as well. Our membership now, when you renew, it's going to include continuing education. I believe that that's something that has been lacking in our industry. And not only will we provide an annual continuing education module, we'll include a short test and certificate. We are also adding educational modules to our website that will be available to groomers depending on how they're level. We would just like to see groomers really unite. I would love to see groomers stick up for each other. There's so many dogs out there. The industry is doing well. The economy for groomers is awesome right now. We don't need to fight over dogs. We need to get along and really try to help each other. And it's important to remember that a rising tide will So the better all the groomers do, the better we each do.
Okay, well, that wraps it up for the interview and for this week on the Groom Pod. Anything you'd like to add, Barbara?
No, I had a good time this week. Hope you did too, groomers.
I always do. Anytime I can spend time with you is a pleasure.
Oh, all right, likewise. Groomers.
Well, have a good week, and we will be here next week.
All right. Bye now. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. So long, it's been good to see ya. Bye.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at the Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara at Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.